I'm one of those yahoos who thinks most anything he needs to know, he can teach himself. What is it they say? A person who has himself for a teacher has a fool for a student? Close enough. But over a lifetime of self-inflicted wounds from an education from the University of Hard Knocks, I never seem to learn the real lesson, that what I taught myself is rarely accredited. It's like learning business at Trump U, worthless paper, expensively acquired. Nevertheless, I've managed to fix our house, fashion musical instruments, repair plumbing, fix trucks, and manage to make a living at art, all without much experience or expertise. Okay, so I nearly burned down a glass studio fiddling with a panel box with a direct feed from the power line, and yeah, I had some close calls building our house, a couple that might have crippled or killed me. Which brings to mind another dopey aphorism. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Oh, right. Even an uneducated moron like myself knows what doesn't kill you probably weakened your defenses. Good luck with the next near miss. All of which is to say I'm not overly confident about my abilities, just a bit more willing to not let failures stop me. My 5 guitar building adventures are potent proof. So when my glass business website got taken down by my nice host, Small Orange, when I missed a payment that got overlooked, without offering me a second opportunity to pay belatedly before they deleted all the data, well, maybe it was anger at them, or maybe it was the usual do-it-your-damn-self attitude, but at any rate, I embarked on my new career as an information technologist. Website designer, here I come. They say artists are right-side brainiacs, and engineers are left. Me, I'm working off the lower animal portion, the medulla something oblong dongata, which means a lot of cursing, yelling, spleen venting, and mouse beatings. Needless to say, I like to work alone. The Mrs. assured me web construction would be fairly simple, and I actually believed her. A few days later, new host procured, domain name still mine, passwords and usernames created, WordPress up and running. All I had to do was pick a theme, a template around which I could create a website that would showcase my glass installations without taking a day to load on some viewer's computer. Of course, I used images too big at first, but hey, a day or so of resizing them and they were ready to upload. The first theme wasn't really what I wanted, so I went to another theme, wondering after the third why in the hell they were named themes and not, say, renditions, a black ops torture. There are posts and there are pages. I don't have time to tell you the difference, but I use plenty to figure it out myself. And then comes the fun part, the program that takes those resized images and lets them be seen on a slideshow. Am I boring you? If so, think of me, 3 days into the labyrinth of digital hell, not quite like you, only 1 minute into this. I'm Googling, I'm YouTubing, I'm screwing up, I'm making a mess of my elegant website, but perseverance, my friend, while not necessarily your enemy, well, it can be. Okay, you're sick of this, but bear with me a little longer. I found a slideshow slider, free of charge, uploaded it, and spent a day trying to figure out its intricacies along with the renditions, how to order the images, how to delete, how to add text, how to, well, you get the idea. A learning curve, a challenge, a roadmap to insanity. Call it what you will. Finally, I got the thing to pop up on the World Wide Web, the hallowed internet, the holy grail of all digital knowledge and phony conspiracy theorists. I was online. I was back in business. Until I did something fooling around trying to make the site even better. If I punched in archibaldglass.com, instead of seeing the previous slideshow that took me 5 days to put up there, I got this cartoon figure that said something like, "Oops, looks like you have encountered error 404. I have no idea what error 404 is. It sounds bad. And it certainly isn't the message I want to send to my adoring website fans. I spent another couple days cursing, torturing the mouse, fuming, fumbling in the dark. In the end, the Mrs. found the mistake I'd made, corrected it in 5 minutes. Is there a moral here for those of you who want to make your own website? Sure, there's a moral. Ask your techie spouse to do it. Pay her whatever her demands are. You want to do it yourself? Good luck. But don't call.